Talking about Kaddish, Parashat Shkalim, the golden calf, and Yehi Kavod.
Nobody asked any questions.
No. If somebody asks questions, we'll stay longer.
And then we're going to discuss if there's a God or
not. If there's a what?
If there's a God or not. A God. G-O-D. We'll do all the philosophical questions.
So can I say about the
Hand.
You have a lot of topics, start something.
I still have to go to my house and
to the bookstore, you go?
No.
Oh.
I have to take my father and daughter.
Oh. With your permission. This week's parasha is parasha Dayakel. But from Maftir, we're going to read a paragraph that talks about Shkalim. We're going to take the second Sefer Torah, and we're going to read the first paragraph that you can find in Parashat Ki Tisa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to give Shkalim. And the Midrash says that the Shkalim, half of the Shkalim were used for the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was the kapara, was the forgiveness for the golden calf, even though the paragraph that talks about the Shkalim, about the Hefer coin that's made from silver is written in the Torah before the golden calf. But this really, that statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came after we did the golden calf. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a coin. He told him, this is what anybody should give. And that coin was used the first time to do the basis for the Mishkan, then they counted again on Israel. Each one gave half a coin again, and then they used it to buy the sacrifices and also to fix the Mishkan later on, to fix Beit HaMikdash. And that's halacha that you find in the Mishnah, that you find in the Rambam. This is halacha that a person has to give machatzit shekel. This is one of the halachot, the Rambam writes, that you have to, in the time of Beit HaMikdash, everybody was forced to give half a coin that was half a shekel, and Bedin used to announce it on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And Rosh Chodesh Adar is the time to read that paragraph that talks about that coin, it's called the shekel, because on Chodesh Adar, Bedin used to announce, please come forward with your coin. And that coin was used to buy sacrifices for Beit HaMikdash, again, and also to fix Beit HaMikdash. And this is also the Haftarah. The Haftarah tells us about Yoash HaMelech, that Beit HaMikdash was falling apart in his time, and he put a closet over there, he made a hole in the closet, and he asked everybody to put not the half a coin, not the coin with the half a shekel, just to give donations in order to fix Beit HaMikdash. And this is that mitzvah that we have to give that machatzit shekel, that coin. In our time, of course, we don't have Beit HaMikdash, it's not necessary to give it. What are you going to do with that? So now time, this is our custom, that's the way it says in the Mefarshim, it's a custom to remember, so-called, that once upon a time was Beit HaMikdash, and once upon a time everybody gave a coin, and once upon a time they used the coins for certain things, this was kapara for the egel. So as something to remember, Chachamim said that we should take the Torah, and we should read that paragraph, it's called Parashat Shkalim. Of course, this is just on the surface, and the Chachamim, of course, might do such a thing for us to remember that the half a coin, for us, the half a shekel, the coin, of course, but this is much more in it. And the question is, how this half a coin, this half a shekel, is going to give you forgiveness for doing the golden calf? If the golden calf was one of the major sins, the first sins that we ever did, how giving half a coin and building the Mishkan, building the basis of the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive you for making the golden calf? That's not enough. I mean, for making the golden calf, you have to do something special. In our tefillah, that's the way we mention, I think last week, Ameni Yesh Merabah, that's last week.
Yeah.
The Gemara said, Ameni Yesh Merabah, that we say in the Kaddish, is very powerful. Much more powerful than any part of the tefillah. The Gemara said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from his chair. And when he gets up from his chair, he says, it's a shame I send my children to exile. It's a shame I destroyed Bet HaMikdash. Now that statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by rising from his chair, is saying it only once. And says once when we say Amen Yesh Merabah. Obviously, Amen Yesh Merabah is a tremendous power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is regretting that he sent us to exile. Not only that, which we mentioned last week, when the Gemara said, Korim lo gzar din shel 70 shana, the Gemara said, the person that has a shalom has no life. That Amen Yesh Merabah is going to extend his life. And again, the question is, what is that Amen Yesh Merabah that has such a tremendous power? There's also a tremendous, a big machloket among the Chachamim, until where we have to say Amen Yesh Merabah. Some Chachamim say, we have to say Amen Yesh Merabah Mebarach La'alam La'alme Almaya. That's it. You don't have to continue. You don't even have to say it's Barach. And this is mainly Nusach Ashkenaz. And this is, if we say, the heritage of Europe, that this was the heritage for, if we say, thousands of years. The people in Europe, when they got to Europe, that's what they used to answer, Amen Yesh Merabah Mebarach La'alam La'alme Almaya. And that word Almaya, they stopped. Nusach Sfarad in Europe, they said, no, you have to say Itbarach also. They say, Amen Yesh Merabah Mebarach La'alam Almaya Itbarach. The people that have the most heritage is the Yemenite people and the Iranian people and the Iraqi people. They continue. The Machaber writes, we should say Itbarach, Mishtabach, Mitbarach, Mitumah, Mitnaseh. And again, it's a Machloket until when? Which part you stop? What is this root of the Machloket? The Tzom Chachamim said enough to say Alam Almei Almaya, and the Tzom Chachamim said no, you have to say Itbarach, and the Tzom Chachamim said no, even Itbarach is not enough, you should continue till the Imru Amen. Again, the question is, what is that power of that Kaddish? In order to understand really what does that mean, that Amen Yesh Merabah? That Amen Yesh Merabah, this is really the power of the Kaddish. It's nothing else. The Gemara says, I'm stop Gemara. It's the halacha. The halacha says, the Tzukei de Zimra, it means after Baruch Shamar, Atid Ishtabach, all the sentences that you find are sentences from the Tanakh, from the Bible. Every sentence from the Bible, besides one sentence. And it says that Nusach Sfarad says that sentence before Baruch Shamar. This is the sentence that we're familiar, mainly we say it in Rosh Hashanah, mainly we say it every day. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Olam Va'ed. If you cannot find this sentence in the Tanakh. So before Baruch Shamar, it doesn't bother so much if you say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Olam Va'ed. Somebody made it up. Somebody made it up, so it doesn't matter. And also you can say whatever you want. That statement you can find in one of the books of the Kabbalah. It was written by Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol. So if you say it before, no, it's not so bad. But then in Yichvod Hashem Le'olam, Yismach Hashem Be'ma'azav, Yismachu HaShamayim V'Tagel La'aretz V'Mum HaGoyim Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Olam Va'ed. There's a sentence in Yichvod that this sentence you cannot find in the Tanakh. Mordechai and Esther, in Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when they put together the Siddur, they found a good reason to put that statement among all the sentences, that all of them, besides this sentence, you can find in the Tanakh. Not only that, In Baruch Shammah, we do say, Uvishere David Abdecha, Uvishere David Abdach, Nalelach Hashem Elokeinu. In Baruch Shammah, we're mentioning that we're going to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu with sentences and songs of David HaMelech. And Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Olam Va'ed is not a sentence from the Tanakh. This is a sentence from, it's called Pirkei Chalot, Ma'aseh Merkava. This is a book that was written by Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, was before a little bit. But again, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when they put it together, they decided to put that sentence in the middle. Out of nowhere, besides all the other statements that we say in Pesukei Zimra, that's the only one that you cannot find it in the Tanakh. Somebody made this sentence together, and Anshei Knesset HaGdola took that sentence, put it together. Yichvod is very crucial. It's not just the part that we say Yichvod in the Tefillah. This is really something that's very important, that paragraph. Even though if we come to the Knesset late, we may skip it. But Ari and other Chachamim say it's a very powerful thing that has 18 times the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside. Like the 18 brachot that we have in 18, like the 18 times Hashem's name is being mentioned, Mizmor David al Mul Hashem Ne'elim, like 18 parts that we have in our spine. Just not sentences that Anshei Knesset HaGdola went and put it together. The sentences resembled something. And as Dari says, you should say it. And Dari also says that when you say Yichvod, you should have a Kavanah. When you start to say Yichvod, that you're going to continue without stopping all the 18 sentences or the 18 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to go through Ashrei without stopping. Darin says, if you say Ashrei Shvevetecha, and the Chazan is going to say Kedusha, let's say you came to Beit HaKnesset a little bit late, and you want to say, and you want to answer Amen Yeshme Rabah, and you want to say answer Kaddish or Kedusha, Darin says, if you stop, you should go back to Yichvod. Should be a continuation between Yichvod and Ashrei Shvevetecha. That's how important that paragraph Yichvod. And again, Anshei Knesset HaGdola put a sentence that really is not written in the Tanakh. This is just a statement from Gemara, from the book. It's really a mystic book, a Kabbalah. And Anshei Knesset HaGdola put it together in the Yichvod. He says, what's the place to put it? Especially, we have to find the reason why they put it. It says that sentence you find in Yichavod after we say Ismechu Hashamayim v'tagia l'aret v'mogim Hashem Malach, and then we say Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Lech Lamed. What is the reason that Anshei Knesset HaGdola put that sentence after the sentence Ismechu Hashamayim v'tagia l'aret? In order really to understand really what is that secret Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Lech Lamed, what is that statement? So of course we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech L'aret Kvodo. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to put a government, not with Shinui, not without Shinui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is forever, and you don't have to say, it's embarrassing to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the king, and you were the king, and you're going to be the king. Of course, I was the king, and of course, I'm going to be the king. You don't have to tell me that. That's embarrassing. Something that Chas V'Shalom, that you have a doubt for, and you're going to give a statement, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know, you were before, you're here, and you're going to be, he says, of course, what do you think? I quit? It's part of our belief, part of our emunah. If we know who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's impossible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be before or not to be later. Where is he going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have to say, Hashem Imloch Olam Ve'ed? Of course it's going to be Imloch Olam Ve'ed. Where is it going to be? Of course it is. The Gemara tells us, Ramotai, it's a little bit machloket. The Gemara tells us the world really is standing on Uval Etzion. Even though that we, on the Valet Zion already, our head, Baruch Hashem, is either in the bagel with the lax or in the office. Because everything, you know, the 18th Shacharit is done. The Gemara says, the world is standing on the Valet Zion. It says, what in the Valet Zion the world is standing on? There's the Gemara, Kedusha of the Valet Zion. What part of Kedusha? It says in the Valet Zion, it says Kadosh, 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 and then it says Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo, Hashem Imloch Olam Ba'ed. The Gemara said this is, it's one of the explanations that say that this is what the world is standing on. It says this world is standing on that part more than any other part in the Tefillah. So the question is again, what is that power of that Kedusha and Vare Tzion, the Gemara said, the world is standing. If somebody would ask us why the world is still existing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not turn the world upside down, the answer is Vare Tzion. He says, if you understand how powerful it is Vare Tzion now. And that's the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara said, you should not take the tefillin off before Vare Tzion. Because, of course, the explanation is, it's Vare Tzion, it means redemption. But Ari says it's not just redemption. It says the Valet Zion is a cause for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to continue this world and not HaKadosh Shalom to destroy the world. And the question is, what is that power of Valet Zion that has it, that nothing else in the Tefillah has it, or nothing else would help besides the Kedusha Valet Zion? We do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chair upstairs. It's called Kisei HaKavod. In Kisei HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has four sides. And one side, one corner, we may say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a picture today of a lion. And one side HaKadosh Baruch Hu has today is a picture of a bull. And the next corner he has an eagle. And the next corner he has the face of a person, Adam. The question is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to have a chair, and why he engraved in that chair those kind of animals? Why those kind of animals resembled and they're being described as animals in the Kisei HaKavod? Baruch Hu doesn't have anything else to do, just to engrave the animals in Kisei HaKavod. What does those animals represent? It's a machloket. Some Chachamim said you have to be careful on the Paruchet. The Chachamim say, don't put lions. The custom to put lions on the parochet. The Chachamim say, no, don't put it. The Chachamim say, no, you have to put it. It is in Kisei HaKavod. You have lion in Kisei HaKavod. What's wrong to have in the parochet? The Chachamim said, no, you're not allowed to. He says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no, you have to put a lion. The question is, what is this machloket?
We have it on the table, so
over there. Yeah.
Moshul.
Moshul. Ashkenazi, Moshul have. The Saudi, Moshul do not have. Most, but a lot of Shul don't have. The big machloket among the Chachamim. Should we have a form of a lion on the parochet? Should not.
Why the lion, yes, and the other three?
The same thing. No. Our custom is to put
a lion.
Right. It's not the question. Why a lion? Why not eagle? Why not a bull? Right. Yeah, for lion, yeah?
What
is that?
The lion is never tired.
He's never tired, yeah. Then you'll know why. Then you'll know why the lion is never tired. So the question is, what is the secret of the Kisei HaKavod, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has those things? It's not only the Kisei HaKavod, this is really Shlomo HaMelech with his wisdom, when he made his own chair, with his wisdom, he made a chair that looked like Kisei HaKavod. I said, this is I think it's chutzpah, this is the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes Shlomo HaMelech with all the respect. He's building Bet HaMikdash. He's going to make himself a chair. It took a few years to make the chair, and the whole world was astonished with the chair. And he goes and make on the chairs those kind of animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Kisei HaKavod. He says, if you want to make other animals, v'chavod. It says somebody came to Shlomo HaMelech, he sees a lion, he sees an eagle, he sees a bull. So he says, excuse me, well, how do you get this? He says, Hashem has it, I have it too. He says, excuse me, Hashem has it. Who gave you permission to do such a thing? And he said, by the way, this is the Yishev et HaMelech HaChashvorosh HaKiseh Malchuto. The Gemara said, the chair of Shlomo HaMelech is in Rome. This is one of the articles that the Vatican has downstairs. So the Medrash, the one of the Chachamim went to Rome after the destruction of Bet HaMikdash, and he saw in Rome, he saw the curtain, he saw the seat that the Kohen HaGadol was wearing, and he saw the chair of Shlomo HaMelech down there. Somebody would ask you, where is the chair today? He says, in Rome. They're going to say, this is the antique thing, this is a collection of antiques. Why not? I mean, it's worth billions of dollars. This chair of Shlomo HaMelech. And the question is, what is the secret that Shlomo HaMelech made his chair, and who gave him that idea that he was sitting it? Not only that, the way it says in the Navi, so Shlomo HaMelech was sitting on Hashem's chair. It means when he made the chair, he felt that he's sitting on Hashem's chair. That means he made an imitation, if we may say, if we may think, if we allow to say, like a chair of HaKadosh Baruch. And the question is, what is the purpose of making a chair like this, and what is really the whole story behind this chair? And this is really the Kisei HaKavod. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a chair upstairs. This is just a spiritual form. It's not if you're going to fly upstairs, you're going to bang into a chair upstairs. There's no chair upstairs. It's in the spirituality of the chair that is upstairs. Like there's no Beit HaMikdash upstairs, really stone. It means the spirituality of the stone. When that spirituality will come down, it's going to become stone. Spoke about this before. It's like rain, like snow, like the man. But then when they came down, I mean, there's no rain in the clouds. There's no snow in the clouds. So it's just the gas. And eventually, that brings the rain. But if you go in the cloud, you don't get wet. And if somebody has a parachute, and he comes down with a parachute, he won't get wet. Or he won't freeze to death from the snow that you have in the clouds. It says the snow and the rain, when it comes to earth, then it becomes materialistic. It becomes material. It is upstairs, it's gas. It's something spiritual. That was the man, the same thing. The man came, the Gemara said, from Kisei HaKavod, what Am Yisrael had in the desert. It doesn't mean the man came all the way from Shamayim, from thousands of miles upstairs. And if it was, how come only he came down to that spot in the desert?
It also says it's the snow of man that Kisei HaKavod.
Right. But again, that's a spirituality snow. Again, what it means is, the same gas that we have upstairs now in the clouds, I mean, it falls down, it makes snow, the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has under Kisei HaKavod. And from under Kisei HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that material, and this material was a gas material, and when he took it and he threw it downstairs, it became physical, and eventually this became the world. But it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took from upstairs a form of something solid and threw it downstairs. Says what he took. He took something like a rain, something like snow, something like demand. This is something when it comes down, it becomes material. But upstairs, you don't have material. The Beit HaMikdash upstairs, it doesn't mean if you fly upstairs all the way up and you're going to bang into Beit HaMikdash upstairs, where the Gemara said it's Beit HaMikdash upstairs. It's not Beit HaMikdash upstairs. There is something spiritual that looks like Beit HaMikdash, and that Beit HaMikdash, if it will come down, when it'll come down, it's going to become something like stone. The same thing happened in Mithraim. It says this is what the hail that came down to Mithraim. It's not came from Kisei HaKavod, big pieces of hail. This is when it came down, it became hail. Upstairs was no hail. There's no hail upstairs. Of course, Rambam can have it, but not necessarily he has it. Of course he can have it, of course he can have it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have it. But to say that hail, if somebody would go with an airplane, when you too, I will go in the climb all the way up by the time it was hail, it says I didn't see anything coming from Shamayim. Anything came from Shamayim that was those kind of big pieces of hail that came down and broke all the trees in Egypt. This is where it is coming from. It said it came from the clouds. It said it came from the clouds. This is where the clouds had those kind of pieces. It says no. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends downstairs a material, it's like a gas material, like an energy, and that energy goes inside the cloud, and from the cloud it comes down as a stone, or as hail, or as rain. And the same thing applies to Kisei HaKavod. Of course there is Kisei HaKavod, but it's not something really materialistic thing that upstairs there is Kisei HaKavod is a chair over there. Like you're not allowed to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has any form, so of course he doesn't need a chair. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not sit on a chair because he has no form. He says, you can't tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on a chair, but he has no form, so why do you need a chair for? Again, the chair is something spiritually thing, that if that chair would come downstairs, this would become like the chair of Shlomo HaMelech. This was the wisdom of Shlomo when he made his chair, that chair was something similar to the spiritual form that we have upstairs.
I thought the fourth regal was David HaMelech.
Right. Yes. Right. It's the fourth regal of the Merkava. Let's just talk about it. There are two things. There's one thing is called the chair, and one thing is called a chariot. Chariot, you say?
Yeah.
One thing is called chariot. It says Merkava is a chariot. The chariot has four wheels. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a long trip. Then he sits on the chariot, if you want to believe. And then the four wheels of the chariot is Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. Upstairs is a chair. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting, if we may say. And that chair has four corners. And the chair has a form of a lion, a bull. Today is a bull. Once upon a time was an angel. Now it's a bull. וגם יחזקאל הנביא, the form was changed. It means before הקדוש ברוך הוא had one of the corners an angel. Since יחזקאל הנביא, it became a bull. יחזקאל הנביא was, you know, he lived about 2500 years ago. Does that mean you don't expect me to remember something happened 25 years ago? Oh, okay. Be'enecho, not in mind. The question is, what is really that secret of that chair? And that chair, what is the form of those animals that you have on the chair? And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way? And what is the color of the chair that is called Kisei HaKavod? Kisei HaKavod. So it says in the Zohar, it says in the Ari like this. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an entity. Of course, that's what we have to believe. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an entity, we don't know what it is. But we all do know there are angels upstairs. There are millions or billions of angels upstairs. There's few of the angels, it's very familiar with. This is, one is Michael, and one is Gabriel, and one is Uriel. So there's Raphael as well, there's Nuriel as well. But some of the ones that really the important ones, we may say, is Michael, Gabriel, Uriel. Now this is people that are allowed to say those names, also allowed to name the children in those names, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael. It says you're not allowed to give any other name. If you give names of an angel, at Chas v'Shalom, it's very dangerous for the child. I know that, I can't tell you who. Some people were named after an angel. And they're very hard life. Very hard life. The only one that we allow to use is mainly Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. Three of them, the Zohar said, this is Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel, those are the main three, are entities. It says like this, Michael is a lion, Gabriel is a bull, and an eagle is Uriel. That's what it says in the Zohar, that's what it says Dari. It says if somebody would ask you the form that you have upstairs, it says what those forms of those animals, it says the form of those animals are the forms of the angels. It means, if you say HaKavod, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may say, is sitting on a chair, that the legs of the chairs are Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel.
Isn't
Michael Right. It's now, yeah, it wasn't before, yeah. But the question is, again, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making this? So to understand it, we learned last week about the golden calf. A golden calf, it says that Am Yisrael, after Moshe Rabbeinu did not come down, they said that they want a new leader. All the Chachamim ask, how come? They don't ask Aharon to be the new leader. They come to Aharon and say, make us a leader. It says, me, I'm the leader. I'm a good prime minister. What's wrong with me? I says, no, we don't want you. I says, come, make for us. It says, a bull. I says, why do you want a bull? Here I am. I'll try to lead you. He says, no, we don't want you. The question is, why didn't they want to have Aharon? Not only did he want to have Aharon, they killed Hur, that's the son of Miriam. Also, just we think it was a riot over there, and they decided to kill somebody that gave them Musar. As Hur told them, stop it already, Moshe is coming back, stop it. So they went over to Hur and they killed him. They says, who are you to tell us what to do? So again, we think it's a barbarian thing that, you know, that Hur is standing up like a rabbi tells them, don't do it, and they come over to Hur with a knife and they kill him. So the Ari says like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu really resembled an angel. וישלח מלאך ויוציאנו ממצרים. Says Moshe himself talks about himself when he sends a messenger to the king of Edom in Parashat Chukat. He says, let me pass in your territory. He says, let me tell you something. We were in Egypt, of course, you know. He says, but I want you to tell you something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel to Katar of Mitzrayim. He says, Gemara, which angel? He says, I am the angel. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is considered an angel. He talks about himself, he's an angel. The question is, what kind of an angel he has? Who is calling himself an angel? And for what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to the king of Zom, Hashem send an angel. For what? What do you have to say an angel? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He says, no, Hashem send an angel to take us out of Mitzrayim. Now he says, that's what we say in the Tefillah, and this is what it says in the Gemara. It's before Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us b'zchut Yitzchak Avinu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us with judgment. It's going to be a lot of Gemara, a lot of tragedies. This is the war, Gog and Magog. And a lot of tragedies will be, business will be bad, the Gemara said. People will have no money before Mashiach will come. It's judgment. This is a condition for redemption. Of course, it's very good to have Mashiach with all the prosperity, with all the good things that we have. But again, the Gemara said you should know the secret of Mashiach is with din, with judgment, with hard things that eventually Mashiach is going to come. It's a lot of explanation why, but that's what the Gemara says, that's what the Navi says, and that's what the Zohar says, that eventually Mashiach will come, not because we're going to be in Boca Raton playing golf, and this is just because we're going to have a world war. Gog and Magog. So the question is, what's the purpose? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making such a thing? So the reason says like this, that this is really the whole secret. When Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared, Am Yisrael came to Aaron and said, with all the respect, you don't represent the right person. You are very kind, you're a very nice person. We need somebody tough, like Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Mishkachu also, the reason says, he was hetz, tough. That Aaron was chesed, very kind. Who was half a kind. It says Moshe was very tough. And Moshe ben Levi is very tough. He represented the angel Gabriel. And Israel, when they came to Aaron, they said, you're not a person to lead us. We don't believe in you. It says, we know for redemption coming to Earth Israel, we need somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, we want somebody. He says, who would you like? He says, we like something like a bull. It says, who is this bull? Says Ari, the bull is Gabriel. That bull that we have in Kisei HaKavod represents the angel Gabriel. The lion in Kisei HaKavod represents Michael, and the eagle represents Uriel. This is what the Torah says, the Kavod took us out of Mitzrayim on the eagle's wings. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using that statement, I took you out of Mitzrayim on eagle's wings. It says, what's the purpose? It says it doesn't mean an eagle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us he took us like an eagle. The eagle has mercy, too much mercy. It says it means this is an angel that his name is Uriel, that he is part of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this is really the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chair upstairs. It means there are entities upstairs. And there are four corners to the chair. And one corner you have an entity of an angel that's called Michael, one corner you have Gabriel, one corner you have Uriel. It says those are the three corners that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on that chair. What it means is that this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the universe. And this is really what's called Kisei HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sit, he has no form and he has no chapter. What it means is he is sitting, it means this world is based on those three entities. The lion and the bull and the eagle. Those three forms represent the three angels. Again, the three angels don't, Avraham does not need them as angels. Avraham can do the whole job himself. What it means, those angels represent the method of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he runs the world. And this is what Am Yisrael asked Aharon. It says, when Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared, we do not want you. And of course, who started to give us Musar, this and that, it says, you're not even understand what's going on. We need somebody. He says, who do you need? He says, we need a bull. He says, what do you need a bull for? He says, we need the bull, says Ari, from Kisei HaKavod. What's wrong with
that? Didn't you say that they
put the fire and that's why they came up? No. Aaron made a form of a bull. That's what it says in the Torah. And that bull, Dari says, that bull was supposed to remind them about the bull that they have in Kisei HaKavod. And then two magicians came and they threw a plaque inside that form, Alesho, and then the bull got up and started to dance, eat grass, and speak. But eventually, what Aharon wanted to do, he wanted to do a bull. So he said, why you want to do a bull? He says, the bull, says Ari, is a part of Kisei HaKavod, that this, again, Kisei HaKavod doesn't mean anything, but it means an entity. It means an entity of an angel that that bull represents. Bull is Gabriel. But this we can understand, that in this six parasha, also in Parashat Mishpatim, Hinei Anochi Sholeach Malach Lefanecha, Laviyacha El HaMakom Asher Achinoti. All of a sudden Hashem says, Hashem, you know something? I'm going to send an angel. Moshe said, no, we don't want an angel. He says, what do you mean? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with the idea, he wants to send an angel. And the answer is, says Ari, because you requested an angel. When you wanted a bull, what you wanted an angel. You didn't say, if Moshe did not come, you should have said, okay, obviously we don't need any more the legs of the chairs, now we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when you ask for a bull, it means you ask for Malach Gabriel. Hashem said, okay, you want something, I'm going to send an angel. Moshe said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever they did, please forgive them. I don't want them to have an angel. Because even though I am considered an angel, I don't want it. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should go in front of them. Eventually, it says the Torah, and this is Parashah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. This is Moshe Rabbeinu says, Imen Panecha Orchim Al Ta'alenu, he said. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you don't go, we don't want. He says, why? He says, because the entity of the legs of Kisei HaKavod, we're not interested. And this is really what the golden calf was all about. It's not that they wanted just a mediator, or they just wanted a new leader. They understood the way Moshe Rabbeinu said to the king of Edom that he is an angel, and he is an angel comparable to that bull, to that Malach Gabriel, and says they came to Aaron and they said, we want to have a leader, but that leader should remind us of that angel, that that angel is being engraved in the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they ask for a bull, not any other animal. Because the bull will represent that angel that is comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is Levi, the Dari said Levi is comparable to Yitzchak Avinu. And this is the tough, if we may say, angel, that before Mashiach will come, he has to come in front of us in order to redeem us. And this really what Am Yisrael disapproved Aharon and Hu by being the leaders, because they said we need somebody like Moshe, and the only thing that we have right now is to remember the path in Kisei HaKavod. And this is really what the sin of the Egel was, according to most of the Chachamim. It was not Avodah Zarah. Eventually we fell in a trap. But the original idea of the golden calf, the Rambam, the Ben Ezra, they all agree that they did not ask for Avodah Zarah, and Aaron would never make a form of a bull. Aaron would never have an idea to make a bull. Why you want to make a bull? So the only, and why a bull? Why not anything else? He said, because the bull represented that angel is called Gabriel. So those are the three angels, says Ari, that really represent the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. We have an angel, it's called Michael, that he is like a lion, and this is why the lion never gets tired, because he is something very special. And then you have the one that has bull, Gabriel, and Uriel is the eagle. So now you know, this is the main three entities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on, what it means is running this world. So we go back, with your permission, to the Kaddish. We say, Amen Yesh Me Rabba Mevarach Le'alam Ulanei Almaya. Yesh Me Rabba Mevarach, what it means is translation. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the big name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be blessed. Le'alam, this world, Ulalme, Olmaya. He says three times the word Olam. Le'alam, Ulalme, Olmaya. What does that mean? He says something comparable to Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Olam Ba'ed. Cesari, that's the Kavanah you should have in Kaddish. I said the Kavanah is that Hashem is the king, Hashem was a king, Hashem is going to be a king, so it's not past, present, and future. Of course, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, past, present, and future. But those statements refer to those three angels, to the legs of Kisei HaKavod. It says, Yehi Chavod Hashem Le'olam, Yismach Hashem B'Ma'atav, the Targum that we start in the Tefillah. It says that Targum talks about the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's respect, Yichvod Hashem Le'olam. It should be forever. Yismach Hashem B'Ma'atav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be happy with us. Sezari, Yismachu HaShamayim V'Tagel La'aretz. It says this is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes from those four words. Yismachu, the first letter is Yud. HaShamayim, the first letter is Hei. V'Tagel is Vav. Ha'aretz is Hei. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yimru V'Goyim HaShem Malach. Everybody is going to say HaShem Malach. He says, you don't understand. That's not the concept. Right away, Sezari, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put HaShem Melech, HaShem Malach, HaShem Yimloch Olam Ve'ed. That statement, really what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be a king forever. What it means is the legs of the chair of Kisei HaKavod, it means those methods, those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with those things forever. It's not Hashem was the king, Hashem is going to be the king. It means those three entities that carry, if we may say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the chair, are going to be forever. It means that we do believe the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is sitting on his chair, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running universe the way he decided to run universe. Tzadari, that's the whole power of Amen Yeshme Rabbah, that we say that. We say Hashem's name should be forever. It says not, doesn't mean forever. It means his method, his leadership is going to be continued with those three angels, with those three entities. This is the lion, and this is the eagle, and this is the bull. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be forever. It says, what does it mean exactly? It means still it's not clear what it means.
What's with the fourth word?
No, fourth word is a person, it's Hashem's face. It's called Adam. It's called Adam Kadmon. So Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Rabbeinu Bachai, the Ari says that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu really ends Yud Kei Vav. The last Hei is not as important as the first three letters. The legs of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chair, the main three legs, are the lion and the bull and the eagle. The fourth leg is a person. It says that person is called Adam Kadmon. This is called a person's face. This is Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he created the world. It means this is not Hanhaga. This is not something that we should expect to have in this world. It says, Amen Yesh Mer Abba, says Ari, that the Kavanah, what you should have, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be forever. It doesn't mean forever. It means in the Olamot HaElyonim, upstairs, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to run the world the way he decided to run the world, and we do accept it. It says, when we did the Golden Calf, we told Aaron, we want this kind of an angel. It says, you don't understand. The mistake was when you said to Aaron, we want a bull. It says, why? Because you figure out that Moshe was like Gabriel, was like a bull, he wants a bull. It says, that's not what it is. It says, what you got to understand, that Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Olam Ve'ed is the three entities together. This is the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe you should have asked for a bull, an eagle, and to have the lion around them. This is really the form of a lion that we have on the paroche, the people put on the paroche, the lion. Because the lion, says Ari, resembled the Malach Michael. And it's not that I'm making a form of a lion. It says the lion is a part of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lion engraved in his chair. And what I'm saying is that one of the legs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a lion, and this is really my angel. It's called Michael Sar Israel. It says, therefore, I like to put lions on the parochet to say that I want to be connected to the lion. It says, Am Israel, says Ari, they wanted to have a bull. This was a mistake. It says, Ari, that this is the power of Shlomo HaMelech. When he made a chair, he didn't make a chair because he wanted to sit on a chair. It says, he made the chair where everybody came to see Shlomo HaMelech, he would remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, Shlomo HaMelech, when he was sitting on the chair, everybody said, oh, look at the chair. He says, there's a lion over here. He says, there is an eagle over here. He says, a bull. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the same thing. He says, why? He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Chas V'Shalom. Now he says that Shlomo HaMelech wanted, with his wisdom, to convince Am Israel to be connected all the time to those three entities, those three legs. The Am Yisrael made a mistake with the golden calf. They asked only for one entity. They said, we want to have a bull. They said, this was a mistake. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Lamed, Tezari. Those are the three entities that in Kisei HaKavod, we should have asked Aaron, maybe we need three, maybe we don't need anything, we need connected to HaKadosh Baruch. Tezari, this is really the power of Amen Yesh Merabah, HaKadosh Baruch gets up from his chair. He says, when you say Amen Yesh Merabah, HaKadosh Baruch gets from his chair. It says, what does it mean? It says, when you say La'alam ul'almei al-maya, it says, La'alam ul'almei al-maya, those three times olam, world, what it means is the three legs of the chair. It says, when we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these three entities of those three forms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, aha, I'm sorry, I put them into exile. Because this is Cesari, that's the kapara on the golden calf, that we only said we want only one leg, we want only the bull, we want only an entity that represents by the angel Gabriel. It says you have to understand, we have to accept everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a chair, what it means as three legs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world is not by one entity. Of course, Moshe took a tatat Mitzrayim, but that's what the Torah says, Moshe was together with Aaron, and eventually now is who is coming, that he is the mediator between Moshe and Aaron, and those three are comparable to the three legs of Kisei HaKavod. This is what Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when they decided to put in Yichabod, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech Lamed. What it means is, when we say Mashiach will come, Yismechu HaShemayim V'Tagiyo La'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is going to be announced. When Mashiach will come, this is Chodesh Nisan, says Ari, you have to understand what you should have in mind. It says, well, I'm going to have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chair, and the chair has four legs, three of the legs, represented by three angels, and those three angels are running the decisions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to run universe. It's not in my head to say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we want Michael, we want Gabriel, we want Uriel, we want a bull, we want a lion. That's not what you want. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this is the perfect emunah that you should have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is really, you should know, the whole secret of the Shkalim. Parashat Shkalim, that the Torah Hashem is going to read, the second Sefer Torah this week, Bezrat Hashem. And of course, we like to think, says Dari, that this is just something to remind us about Bet HaMikdash. That people used to come to Bet HaMikdash and give a donation. It says the coin, it's called Hefe Shekel. And says that coin was used for sacrifices, was used to fix Bet HaMikdash. Says Dari, this is of course just on the surface, that if we recall it, a small donation that Am Yisrael was forced to give. But the secret of that donation, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in this week's parasha, Lechaper al nafshotechem, it says that coin has a tremendous power. It says, what is the power? It says the power of that coin is that we're going to be forgiven from the golden calf. It says, how half a shekel, how that coin is going to waive the sin of the golden calf. The sin of the golden calf was not the sin. The sin was that we believed in the entity of the bull. It says, now when we take the coin, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the coin mitachat lekisei HaKavod. It says, that coin HaKadosh Baruch Hu took from under kisei HaKavod. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a safe, you know, that's in Belgium, a safe, you know. You heard? In Belgium, safe, that's safe of that. It says, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a safe, under kisei HaKavod, and from under kisei HaKavod, he took a coin. He showed Moshe Rabbeinu, you see that coin from under Kisei HaKavod. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't believe you have a chair upstairs. I don't believe you have a safe upstairs. What does it mean? You show me that you took from underneath the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took a coin. What do you mean you took a coin from there? So Dari, that coin is a tremendous power. By giving Machatit HaShekel, says Dari, this is the kapara, what we in the golden calf wanted, if we may say, to use only one leg of Kisei HaKavod. He says, we wanted to have a bull in order for us to say we want the leader to be Gabriel HaMalach. He says, he is one leg of Kisei HaKavod. He says, the mistake was that you don't ask for one of the angels. The mistake was either you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is sitting, that Yuske Vavke Hashem is sitting on the Kisei HaKavod, and the legs are carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running universe with those three angels. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a trick for you. He says, you give half a shekel, that coin. He says, I'm going to take it from under Kisei HaKavod. He says, what you have in mind. He says, Zeitnu, He says, when you give that coin, you have in mind, he says, I'm giving coin. He says, what's that coin? He says, half a shekel. He says, what's the purpose? He says, this is going to have a kapara on the golden calf. He says, Bari, you made Avodah Zarah and you want to give a donation. He says, how does this work? He says, no, you don't understand. The sin was not Avodah Zarah. The sin was that we chose the leg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lead us without the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to send an angel to lead you. I'm not coming with you. You don't want me. You wanted a bull. The Tari Parashat Shkalim that you have in mind when you read it, it's of course it's just to remember what happened. Of course it's something that you know, once upon a time was Beit HaMikdash, people used to give coins. The Tari, but what's the purpose of giving coins? Why everybody in Am Yisrael had to bring a coin? What's the power of the coin to have a kapara? It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Zeitnu, that you should have in mind, I'm giving half a coin. It says, that coin that I'm asking you to give, I was showed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that came from underneath Kisei HaKavod, from underneath the chair. It says, this is the kapara, what you did, that you asked to part of the chair to lead you. Wow. Now you have, without a shame, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Zeitnu, machatit shekel is to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the leader, and we do not want an angel to lead us the way Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Why do we say the
Machatit
Shekel was the
captain of Israel? Right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this. Machatit Shekel was asked by us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to count. It says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask Moshe Rabbeinu to count? It says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us how many people were left after the epidemic that we did the golden calf. It says, how are we going to count the people? We're going to give half a shekel. It says, that half a shekel is going to do kapara on the egel. It says, that kapara is not because the donation that you give half a shekel, this is going to waive the sin of Avodah Zarah. It says, the sin was not Avodah Zarah. That it says, the sin was that we asked and requested, we want to have one leg to lead us. It says, this was a mistake, that's why we asked for a bull. It says, the coin is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're sorry. It says, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the coin? It says, he took the coin from underneath Kisei HaKavod, from underneath the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, that's what you have, he said, to have in mind when you read Parashat Shkalim, is not that used to be Beit HaMikdash, and I used to give half a coin, now it's not Beit HaMikdash, I'm going to read this paragraph. It says, that's not the purpose. The purpose is not to give half a shekel, the purpose is not to read a paragraph. The purpose is we should ask for leadership, complete leadership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not any angel, even though that those angels are running part of the missions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the universe the way he thinks it's right, and we should never ever ask for a leader that is an angel.
Why does Rashi say that we shouldn't count heads? That's why we have to count.
Right. Now why do we have to count altogether?
Right.
The answer is, Rashi says, why do we have to count? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us how many people were left after the people died in the when they made the egg when they golden. So I said to her, I said, so why did I say give half a coin? It should not be an Ayin Hara. I said, that Ayin Hara was the lecture lesson. Hard is going to prevent the Ayin Hara. But the idea on that half a coin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took from under Kisei HaKavod is to have a kapara, a forgiveness for Kisei HaKavod. And this is, like you said, that's the power of Amen Yesh Merabah, that you have to have this Kavanah. When you say Amen Yesh Merabah, Le'alam Le'alam Le'alam. This is what Tocha Chavim said. When you said it, you don't have to say Barach, you don't have to say Ishtabach, it's hard, you don't say nothing. He said, when you say Le'alam Le'alam Le'alam, you did everything. He says, when you say Le'alam Le'alam Le'alam, it means those three times Le'alam, it means three worlds. It's not three worlds, it's three entities. It's three worlds that's running by three angels, by three forms of the legs of Kisei HaKavod. It says that's how you do the whole tikkun of the Avodah Zarah, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting up from his chair and he's saying, it's a shame I send my children to exile, it's a shame I destroy Beit HaMikdash. He says, because Beit HaMikdash again is going to be built on the base of that half a coin, and this is to have a kapara on the request that we had, that we want to have a leader, that leader is going to be only part of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really the whole secret of the chair, that it is in the Vatican today. It means that still we're not at that situation, at that state yet, that we have that emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's sitting on the Kisei HaKavod. This is, we have to believe whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, says Dari, is on top of those three entities, Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel. This is, by the way, that is, this is, those are the three things that we have in Beit HaMikdash and the Mishkan. Inside Kodesh, and it says there is the Menorah, and there is the Shulchan, and the Mizbach HaKtoret. And it says there are three entities. Again, says Ari, those three entities in Beit HaMikdash was to remind the people on the three legs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really was inside Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the Torah, inside the Luchot. But when you entered Beit HaMikdash, you had to pass. When Kohen HaGadol had to go inside Kodesh HaKodeshim, he had to pass. He passed, but he used to go every day. But every Kohen was able to go. It's called Kodesh. You can light the menorah, you can do the Ketoret on Mizbeach HaZav on the golden altar, and also the bread was there. It is those three entities, those three dishes in Beit HaMikdash and the Mishkan, resembled those three really angels, that they are the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the holiest, is on top of it, is all the way in Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the Luchot. You forgot?
Yes, I don't remember. The significance of a half.
A half, right.
What does it represent?
Well, it's a lot of
it's the fact that the individuals, they wanted to have uniformity, and that not everybody could afford it.
Right.
So they gave
not because of that. No, because of unity. Because each one should feel that he's only a half. That some of the Chachamim said, when you give half a coin, it says because you worth only a half. Some Chachamim give the explanation because the person is only a half. His wife is the other half. And the ladies did not participate in the golden calf. So therefore you have to give half a coin, your wife doesn't have to give. Because she did not participate in the golden calf. There's more explanation.
The half a shekel was actually the whole coin. It was just the fact it had a value of half a shekel.
Right. But why was half a shekel? So the few answers. One answer is to say that all of us should feel we have, we're not a full one, and we should be united via the chati shekel. Okay, but that one answer should be a quarter. Should be a 10% of the shekel. But some Chachamim say, as I said before, that this is kapara on the golden calf, and only the men sinned in the golden calf. The ladies did not participate. Therefore, for the ladies, you don't have to give, you have to give for yourself. That's what it is. It means that he is running.
He
is the ruler of the world because he's sitting on those three entities.
But that doesn't apply, that answer, because in the days in the desert they had more than one wife, so it wasn't the half.
Again. Oh, you mean that one? But what it means is even if a person has more than one wife, it means all of them. It's called nukva. It's called half of the neshama. The neshama is like an energy, like a fire. So like a candle, you can light from one candle thousands of candles. And if the person has five wives, it means it's why he has only one wife, because all the five wives really have one neshama.
How come
some Chachamim said that if you did that tikkun olmei almaya, you don't have to say barach anymore because you're done. And Chachamim said, how do you know you did it? How do you know you did it? So maybe what it means is that you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say, Yisbarach, Yishtabach. It says, praise Him. It says, not only that you believe in the leadership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to say that you praising Him. By praising Him, it means that you believe in His leadership. Not only by saying it, just by praising, actually praising Him, that He is doing.
So do you say Yisbarach in
that? I don't know. The Father doesn't say, and the Yeshivot HaRen, they never said, I don't say. When I pray with the Sfaradim, I do. When I pray with the Nusafad, I do. And I pray with Nusach Ashkenaz, I don't.
So you don't have to say Alma, and you
stopped
even before.
Yeah, I stopped before, because some Chachamim said not to continue to be Alma. I stopped a little bit before. It's a machlok. Hazakbao. Now you can find it on the internet.